Thank you, Ambassador. Good afternoon, everybody. For the DR, it's an honor to address this prestigious mechanism that is the Human Rights Council. We're grateful to address concerns and reply to questions raised by delegations, and we want to share challenges and achievements when it comes to equality. The DR established in its constitutional framework the right to gender equality, promoting legal administrative conditions for genuine effective equality, adopting measures to prevent and combat discrimination, vulnerability and exclusion. We've strengthened the normative framework to expand participation of women in public life, incorporating a gender equality approach, and adopted legislation and public policy to eradicate violence against women. We have a national equality policy with the Ministry of Women being the governing body for coordinating intersectoral actions under this pillar. Now, in the country, we have gender equality units in the public institutions which promote and implement action to make gender equality cross-cutting in plans and programs, contributing to creation of spaces safe from violence and establishing protocols with a view to institutionalizing gender equality. With respect to protection services for women in situations of violence, the DR has also carried out major efforts to eradicate gender-based and domestic violence. We have a strategic plan for a life free of violence for women, an inter-institutional, intersectoral policy that establishes and coordinates actions of prevention, care and protection with a comprehensive approach whose follow-up and responsibility lies with the Cabinet of Women, Adolescents and Girls, a governance mechanism created by presidential decree. We've made progress in bolstering and expanding care services for survivors of violence. We have an emergency line with national coverage, open 24 hours a day, 365 all year, to provide information and during situations of risk, which receives on average 6,500 calls per year and has Creole interpretation. We also have 7 shelters or refuges to protect women and their dependents whose lives may be at risk. One of these houses is specialized for victims of trafficking, another for girls and adolescents, and a center with a capacity for 200 women and their dependents. Between 2020 and 2023, 6,428 protection orders were issued. Similarly, through the psychological assistance service and through specialized legal representation with national coverage between 2020 and 2023, 381,826 women in situations of gender-based and domestic violence received assistance. Promotion of these services carried out through various communication strategies to continue bringing them closer to communities through open door days, impacting reaching more than 31% of the population, as well as through digital tools, including a georeference interactive map and a chat bot. We want to highlight the commitment of the government, which is focused in the reporting period on strengthening its legal framework and public policy aimed at eradicating violence. The executive power submitted in December 2022 to the National Congress a draft comprehensive law on prevention, care, prosecution, sanction and compensation for the eradication of violence against women in order to strengthen the system for the protection, definition, recognition and criminalization of violence to provide specialized care. These policies include the creation of a specialized directorate for care to women and interfamily violence of the National Police, which plays a key role in coordination with the system for protection and implementation of arrest warrants on grounds of domestic violence. Also, there's action towards training and capacity building for service providers in the various institutions, with the purpose of improving the response and the processing of cases. In terms of comprehensive compensation, the Ministry of Women leads the economic compensation program aimed at female survivors of violence and families that have given shelter to children and adolescents who've been orphaned due to feminicide. This economic support is the highest given by the Dominican state in terms of social programs. With respect to measures taken by the DR to address the concerns of the CEDAW Committee on situations of vulnerability contributing to exploitation and prostitution of women and girls, the Dominican state reiterates its firm commitment to eradicating all forms of violence against women, including exploitation of prostitution and trafficking for the purposes of sexual exploitation. At a normative level, the DR has implemented tangible measures to address these issues. Law 2497 criminalizes the exploitation of forced prostitution under the overall crime of pimping, and the law 13703 on trafficking criminalizes trafficking for purposes of sexual exploitation. Nevertheless, we recognize that beyond the normative framework, it's crucial to address the structural conditions of vulnerability that facilitate the sexual exploitation of women. Therefore, our government has prioritized the designing and implementation of public policy and programs aimed at fostering the economic empowerment of Dominican women. We'd highlight the women's voucher that facilitates access to housing for women in situations of vulnerability and the first economic compensation plan for women who've been victims of gender-based violence that we referred to previously. Along those lines, with respect to efforts of the government to detect and help victims of trafficking, we would stress the establishment Interinstitutional Committee Against Human Trafficking and the Illicit Trafficking of Migrants, which coordinates policy and actions developed in that field, as well as also the establishment of a specialized shelter refuge, which operates as a temporary safe house for women who've been rescued from situations of exploitation, providing comprehensive care, including psychosocial and legal services and legal representation. We should stress that these services are available to all women in situations of exploitation, without distinction of nationality or origin. Since its establishment in 2021, this specialized refuge, has provided protection to 53 women of different nationalities. It offers services of interpretation for those women who don't speak Spanish, including those who've communicated the asterisk 212 emergency helpline. Thank you. I'll give the floor to my colleague, Ambassador.